This SoCal Sound Session is sponsored by Whitmore Law, dedicated to supporting and assisting performers, songwriters, producers, composers, and all music professionals in every endeavor.
All right, welcome back to the studio. My name's Mookie, or Mark, if you will. We are 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Please know that we are public radio for music lovers here in Southern California. You could join us at any time and uplift public media at thesocalsound.org. We got a special guest in studio, Imogen Clark, today. I'm holding the brand new record. I'm really excited to have this session and to talk with you, but we're gonna get into the music right off the bat. A great version of the song, All Hard Feelings. And we are 88.5, The SoCal Sound.
Say, I'm fine, but I'm not doing well. Perpetually overwhelmed. Every cruel thing they ever said. Living rent free in my head. Building up my emotional debt. I'm the wound, I'm the salt, and it's probably my fault that I fall too hard. And I'll show up my cards, only play their hand when they know I'm all in. The thing on repeat. I'm a mess, I'm a fraud. Give you everything I got. Only see what you want, and what you want is a blonde. So I'll put you in my pocket, and I'll carry you around with everybody who ever let me down.
All right, there you go. All Hard Feelings, kind of a more or less a stripped down sort of version of that song. And our listeners are familiar with that tune because we've been playing it on the air for weeks and weeks, and it sounds great on the air.
Thank being here.
Imogen Clark, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to sunny Southern California once again.
Thank you so much for having me. This is such a pleasure. And thank you for playing the song so much. I really appreciate that.
Sounds great on the air. And we've met in the past at a music conference in Philly. And so it's nice to have you here in studio today.
Thank you.
The Art of Getting Through is the name of the brand new record. Again, we've heard All Hard Feelings on the air as of late. First of all, the album cover, the art here is striking.
Thank you.
Came up with the concept, and what does this all mean?
So, contrary to what some people have asked me, it is not a duo. I've had a couple of people ask me if I'm in a duo, and I'm like, that's actually two versions of me. So it's basically means being your own hero and carrying yourself through life and life's adversities and life's challenges. And this artwork was created by Julia McGoran. She's an incredible photographer, an artist, visual artist from Melbourne, Australia. And we created this together with just kind of the concept of the record being about learning how to get through life and help yourself through and be your own hero. And the fact that you kind of take baggage with you through life, that's just like a normal adult thing that we all have to deal with, but you can learn to get yourself through things and pull yourself through hard times. So that's really what the album is about, and that's what the cover reflects.
Right, pulling yourself together and helping yourself manage, you know, getting through.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's just something we all learn a little bit more about every year, or at least we should be, you know, learning a little bit more about how to deal with these things. And the fact that, like, you can't always get a clean slate. I think the idea of a clean slate is kind of somewhat of a myth, but you can take the lessons you learn along the way and sort of put them towards a better life, I guess.
Now, originally, you're from Australia.
I am.
But you sort of relocated to Nashville,
yes,
of all places. Like so many artists that we admire are moving to Nashville these days. I imagine that was a choice to, you know, pursue music, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I first came to Nashville in 2014 for the Americana Music Festival. Played at the Bluebird Cafe as part of like an Australian contingent.
I've heard of that place.
It's
legendary.
Incredible. Truly an iconic venue, and so many artists have played there who have gone on to be discovered and have giant careers. And, you know, it's Nashville. When I first came there, I just knew that I wanted to live there one day. And it truly took me 10 years to get together the means to do that and to build towards doing that. And I've officially moved this year in 2024. Mm-hmm. So it feels really, it feels like a full circle moment, having been able to sort of visit for many years and come over for 2 or 3 months at a time maybe, but never actually put roots down. And now I'm able to do that, which is so lovely.
Mm-hmm. You feel like you exhausted all the venues, all the opportunities back home?
I think it's more of the fact that I just loved the singer-songwriter atmosphere in Nashville, and the fact that everything is based around music and live performance and songwriting is just so core.
It's evident as soon as you get in the airport.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah. It's just a town that lives and breathes music, and Australia will always be my first home. I will always go back to Australia. My family are there. I will be playing shows back in Australia very soon.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I feel like I've gained a second home rather than changing where my home is. I just feel like, you know, it just expands my world, which is great.
You know, I'm quoting you now. music is a weapon, a medicine, a superpower. How much is music, what does it mean to you as far as, you know, emotional therapy, emotional healing?
Music, I honestly don't know. I think these words are thrown around a lot, but I mean it when I say that I do not know what I would do without music. I mean, it is a core part of my being. And by that, I mean, I found my love of music when I was only 7 or 8 years old. And that's when I started singing. And I don't remember a time in my life when I didn't want to do this. So I think that, you know, being a songwriter, like I also grew up around a songwriter. My dad is a songwriter. I feel like it's just been a core part of who I am for my entire life. And I don't know what I would do without it. And it has been there for me in all manner of circumstances in my life. It's been the thing that lifted me through hard times. It's been my way of celebrating good times. It's been my way of connecting with people when, even in during COVID, when, you know, we couldn't play live, writing songs and live streaming and having concerts online. I mean, it's just been the thing that has kept me together all my life. And it's my way of expressing myself. So I truly don't know what I would do without it.
It's been said that you were an opera singer or learned that craft pretty early on and then transitioned to, you know, learning guitar and piano at an early age, right?
Yeah. So when I was 8, I started singing lessons. Between the age of 8 and 18, I learnt opera and musical theatre, which is very different, obviously, to what I do now. But it was just kind of happened by chance that there was a really beautiful, talented lady in the town where I grew up who taught opera, and she was this incredible, like, very strict, very old school classical teacher. And even though my heart wasn't in that side of music, doing it for that long really meant that my technique improved and I got to really learn good habits about singing and how to keep my voice healthy. So when I picked up guitar and piano in my early teens, I realized that that was really where my heart lay, in the more sort of contemporary side of singer-songwriter music. But I'll keep those lessons with me forever. So I'm very grateful for them.
Storytelling is really part of, you have a knack for, you know, telling a great story.
Thank you.
Is it often from your perspective or do you ever write from somebody else's perspective?
I have written songs that aren't autobiographical and, you know, tell someone else's story. But I would say that on a whole, the vast majority of my music so far has been very autobiographical. And I think that ties back in with what you were just asking me about, in the fact that it is emotional therapy for me. Like, being vulnerable in songwriting and writing about my life is how I deal with my feelings about things.
Sure.
And so it tends to be very autobiographical because I feel like those are the stories I can tell with the most sincerity.
Right.
So most of it in some way relates to me and my story.
Incredible. Again, Imogen Clark is here in our studio. It's another SoCal Sound session. We got to get back into the music.
Love it.
That's why we're really all here. Now, this is a great version of a bonus track off the extended version of the new record, right? It's called Ruin My Life. And by the way, who's joining you in studio today?
We have the beautiful Mike Bloom joining me, playing guitar, singing some backing vocals today. Mike produced a vast majority of this record and is an and also played many instruments on the record. So he's an incredible musical collaborator and an influence on me.
Incredible. So here's a great version of Ruin My Life. It's on the extended version of the new record, The Art of Getting Through. It's Imogen Clark in our studio on the SoCal Sound.
Coming down like the rain outside, things I thought that I left behind. Lord knows I wasn't looking for something new. All the smoke getting in our eyes, all the water in between our lives, they can wait if it's alright with you. I don't know. You came out of thin air. It's like you're taking me right back to the start, turning me off and then back on. Don't get me wrong, but who do you think you are, coming around here with those eyes? I know I'm jaded, but I'll cancel plans if you have got the time. Back on my feet, told a friend I was finally free. I mastered lonely for the better. But now you're here, I just can't shake the funny way you say my name. Scared of the sweet sound of surrender. It's like you're taking me right back to the start, turning me off. Back on. the time to ruin my life. I don't have the capacity to give a man control of me. Love just seems depleting without gain. But in the corner booth, it's like you lie. Taking me right back to the start, turning me off and then back on. Don't get me wrong, but who do you think you are? Coming around here with those eyes. I know I'm jaded, but I'll cancel plans if you have got the time. And you know, babe, I won't be satisfied.
There you go. A great version of the song Ruin My Life. That is available digitally, and it's an extended, on the extended album of the new record, The Art of Getting Through. Again, Imogen Clark is here in our studio. I was doing the deep dive on your music and seeing what people had written about you, and I didn't write down exactly who said this, and I think I'm paraphrasing here, but they said, if Bruce Springsteen and Maggie Rogers started a band, it wouldn't be as good as this current album, you know? And I imagine those are two artists that you respect.
I am a huge fan of both of those artists, and that is probably the best compliment anyone could ever give me. I remember reading that and literally, I'm not exaggerating, I just burst into tears because it was just so touching and such a wonderful thing to hear about music and a record that I've spent so much time and put so much blood, sweat and tears into. So I'm very grateful for that.
That's remarkable. We will get more music in studio as we have you. You're sitting here in our studio today. This is just before you get on a flight.
Yes.
To head back home to Australia.
Yes.
And you got some gigs lined up and a festival in 2025. And then you get on another flight and head to the UK, right?
Yes.
For many shows there.
Yes.
And then we'll have you back in the United States for, and I guess you're going to return back to Nashville.
Yes.
But traveling, you go in here and there, that's nothing new to you, right?
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
I feel like I never know which time zone I am in, or sometimes I have to think twice about which city I'm in before I go on stage.
Right.
It's been a bit like that recently, to be honest.
And so you played a bunch of shows with Robin Hitchcock?
I did. I just came off the road with Robin, and it was so much fun. All these cities actually in the US that a lot of them I hadn't been to before or played in before, so it was really beautiful, and Robin's fans here in the US are just incredible.
Right. And so you jumped on a flight from what, Cardiff to Pittsburgh?
Yes. So I finished a tour with the beautiful Kezia Gill. I was opening for her. She's a UK artist, and I was opening for her in the UK. And we did a bunch of shows there, ending in Wales, in Cardiff. And I'd been asked to do the Robin Hitchcock tour, which was literally starting the following night after Kezia's tour finished. So we finished in Cardiff. We drove in the middle of the night from Cardiff to Heathrow Airport. We stayed overnight at Heathrow Airport, and when I say overnight, I mean slept for roughly 2 hours.
Yeah.
I got up, got on a flight first thing the next morning from Cardiff to, from Heathrow to Pittsburgh via Toronto. So when I arrived in Pittsburgh, I had no idea which way was up, and I went straight to the venue. It was, you know, with a few hours to spare, went straight to the venue and played a show opening for Robin, and that was the start of his tour. So when I say I've been busy, Yeah. It truly has been a lot.
That's amazing. Not as glamorous as you'd think, right? Being a rock star and having to go through the grind of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of like brushing your teeth and wetting your hair with the water from like public bathrooms and just trying to like make yourself look and feel presentable when you've been on a flight for a long period of time and haven't had a chance to shower yet.
Sure.
So it's not quite as glamorous as people think.
We've seen that many, many times. A band leaving San Francisco, for instance, driving to Los Angeles or Southern California, you know, disheveled, haven't showered, come in for a session. We deal with that all the time, you know. It is a grind. Again, the new record, The Art of Getting Through, is available right now. There's an extended version of the record with some bonus tracks.
That's correct.
And that's available to stream imogenclark.com.au. is the website. I guess that's how they do it in Australia.
That's it. But also equally here, you can do imogenclarkmusic.com. That will also get you to the same place.
Cool. So. And people can check out the music, the videos. There's great merch up on there.
Absolutely.
And again, pick up a record.
Thank you.
If you will. The new stuff's been recorded all over the place.
Yeah.
Has it not been? Los Angeles, Nashville, even Abbey Road, huh?
Yeah, really. I mean, a lot of these songs started in Australia with some initial sort of tracks or initial demos that ended up having elements that remained in the final track. So there's some stuff in there from Sydney and Melbourne. There's some stuff from Nashville, some stuff in LA, and also in London. So really, and Abbey Road was an incredible experience, you know, just one of the tracks, the first track on the album, actually, If I Want In, was recorded at Abbey Road. So it feels like we got to be a part of this incredible musical history. I feel very grateful for the experience.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you feel good in a good place as a person, as a musician, you know.
It
feels like things are really, you know, kicking into gear and, you know,
thank
you're
you
killing
for saying
it right
that.
Now.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I very much appreciate the support from radio, and it's, you know, the SoCal Sound has been so kind to me. So thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate you. We're going to get into now. It's so interesting sometimes to have a musician come in and play a stripped down set, because oftentimes, you know, you spend so much time in the studio crafting these songs. And then you come in here and we ask you to do it completely different, you know, or without all the production, you know.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that. We're going to get a great song, Sebastian. I won't ask you to give us the background story on this. It's okay. I will just have people listen to the song.
I love it.
And
I
then
love it.
Probably wrap it up with the title track off the new record. Again, the new record is right here. I got my own personal vinyl.
Absolutely.
The Art of Getting Through. Imogen Clark, you're amazing. It's
Thank
so nice
you.
To have you here.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet. I appreciate you.
Got it. We are the SoCal Sound.
Hurricane about to land, take the weary world by storm. You were ready for the ride, I wasn't ready for the fall. In a cafe under graves, brought her up, I bit my lip. Made a playlist for the train, told myself get over it. Conversations like a Joni song. Sometimes ride can start out feeling wrong. Imagine what we could be, Sebastian. Just you and me, old fashions. Sip and see, I can change what you see when you're looking at me, Sebastian. What can I do, this magic breaking me in two? I can't shake the feeling that I'm cursed. I just wish that I had met you first. I'm so in awe of you, I just hope that she is too. Fevered dreams give me away, in my sleep I say your name. Harmonizing in the Canberra streets. When you went home with her I could not breathe. Imagine what we could be, Sebastian. Just you and me, old fashions. See, I can change what you see when you're looking at me, Sebastian. What can I do, this magic breaking me in two? I can't shake the feeling that I'm cursed. shake the feeling that I'm close. I can't feel which way the wind blows. I don't know what's north or south. I've been walking over mirrors. I've been lost for some time now. And I don't take it all for granted, but I sure wish that I could see why our greatest loves become our greatest defeats. And this is the art of breaking into. This is the art of saying who knew. This is the art of choking on fuel. This is the art of getting through. So I've been shaking in the morning. I've been trembling in the night, wondering if I've got the strength that it takes to be alive. And is there purpose in the mountain? Is it beauty by design? I've come to realize that we need hope to survive. And this is the art of breaking into. This is the art of saying who. This is the art of killing the blues. This is the art of getting through. Yeah, this is the art of getting through. It's out of sync in black and white. You're lower than you thought you could be. Then you're higher than a kite. And there's no path of least resistance when you're running down a dream. The war is raging in the distance, and it's calling out for me. This is the art of breaking into. This is the art of saying who knew. This is the art of choking on fuel. This is the art of getting through. Yeah, this is the art of breaking into. This is the art of saying who knew. This is the
SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Mark Mookie Kazor. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.